the garden, he's in the garden, he sees something on the floor, fruits on the floor, something. He's not sure when it fell on the floor. Was it there before showers? Was it there after showers? Stop and drop on the kudda. Normally they stop and drop on the kudda, it's supposed to be make up.
Carry on.
So they normally stop and drop on the kudda. It's there because it's a dollar shesh le matirin. If you wait till Motzei Shabbos, it should be okay. So the chodesh should be no problem. The Rabbi says it's a problem, so you have to be machmer. Then we said the chodesh le tzlach. The tzlach says that by dollar shesh le matirin, if you're going to use that in the shnachos, then you don't say it's dollar shesh le matirin, but you can make it. Shadow what the Mishnah will take stock when you make it like this. The Rabbi says that's not possible. Coming on today, so the Moshe now is Shaila's Hilchus Yom and Yom Tov. Is there Muksa on Hilchus Yom Tov? That's really, there's a lot of things that were Muksa on Shabbos, the Moshe, let's say, raw food. Now on Yom Tov, that's what Muksa. Because you can change it, you can use it on Yom Tov, you can make it royalty Achila on Yom Tov. So anything which on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, is not royalty used, but on Yom Tov you can use it, then it's not Muksa. That's what I'm saying. So all raw food, raw fish, raw meat, all these things, and raw beetroot, potatoes, all these things are not muksa because they're raw to use on Yom Tov. You can make it, you can stuck in it and use it on Yom Tov. So a chiddush there, because what you say, the washer, what would you say about a hammer on Yom Tov? Is a hammer on Yom Tov muksa?
You don't shudder.
What?
Please make
the case of a hammer. A hammer doesn't change on Yom Tov. And Shabbos, a hammer, in the case of like this, you can use it to crack nuts. You can do that on Yom Tov as well. You just have a heads of using a hammer on Yom Tov. You can't build on Yom Tov, so that stays the same. So any case like the Issa, which is the same as on Shabbos, remains on Yom Tov. Like this, so yeah, it's the same halacha. What about matches? What would you say about a match? Are matches muksa on Yom Tov?
So, of course not. You can light.
What's a shadow with a match? You can light it. But that's my point. That the main use of a match is to strike it. Now that you can't do on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. You can't strike a match on Yom Tov. You can take a match, put it to a fire and light it. But the main instructions of a match, which is normally made for, is to strike a match. That can't be done on Yom Tov. So it's the interesting thing. It could be that a match might have a different case of Issa. Even though a button could transfer a flame, you could put a match into a flame and need a light, you could take it over, you could do that, but that's not so good for you. But is a match called a heter, that's not so possible. See, someone's worried this, there's a very interesting point actually.
But Shabbos is a cliche method, is it? It's Shabbos.
A match passes, could be a heter, it's almost
together. That's why you can use it.
Yeah, you can use it. If someone wants to take a match to put into a flame and light it, then unless you've got a box of matches on the table. Yes, you've got a stove cover. Let's say you've got matches on the table, it doesn't disturb you, you just want to play around with it. Can you play around with it? Is it got in the case of Rashma Heter on Yom Tov? It says that on Yom Tov it might not be called the case of Rashma Heter. Because since its main use of a match is to strike it, so therefore it could be that on Yom Tov it's called the case of Rashma Heter. It's very interesting. But all these things which you can use clearly on Yom Tov is no problem. Cigarettes also is an interesting side. What about cigarettes on Yom Tov? Are cigarettes muksa on Yom Tov? So the chayre, that depends on the shayre. If a cigarette is a dovah shogel chol nefesh, and that's enough for that people to use it to be able to smoke it on Yom Tov, it's not muksa. If it's not in that level, if the chayre is not a dovah shogel chol nefesh, the mice is not enough people smoke to be able to make a dovah shogel nefesh, the chayre is going to be muksa. So the chayre depend on that. But generally, if it's a moshul, a torch, a normal candlestick which has got a flame on it, there's no problem moving on Yom Tov. A flame is muksa to move. It's muta to move on Yom Tov. So anything which is muta on Yom Tov to do, to light a flame, you can light a candle on Yom Tov. A person wants to take a candle to move a candle around, he's about to move that on Yom Tov. No problem at all.
Why is cigarette worse than medicine?
First of all, who's
medicine?
Medicine is not shabbat.
Only if you're cramped, you need that
certain type of medicine. Right. Medicine is also. One minute. The ancient island is shabbat. Are you allowed to carry medicine on Yom Tov? That's a big shabbat. It's not dolash or chometer. It's not poshers. And also, it could be there's a soap of people who need medicine, cigarettes.
Soap of people who need cigarettes.
Yeah. Is there enough of a soap to make a shabbat? But I'm saying it could well be that medicine is mux on Yom Tov, but stand by, on words on Shabbos, like on Shabbos, I've got a chayil in this house, you're allowed to move mux, you're allowed to move medicine on Shabbos. So Yom Tov is not worse than that. You're talking about how can you carry it, then you have to know whether that's true or not. So I'm actually cigarettes, the chayil is the same thing, actually. There's another thing, one very interesting thing actually, that we always look at Yom Tov as much more kuddic than Shabbos. It is really, Yom Tov is much more kuddic than Shabbos. Anyone know, where is the chumrah of Yom Tov to leave his own Shabbos? Right, wait, anyone know? The chumrah of Yom Tov over Shabbos. Very, very interesting halachas actually. Oh, very good. So, yeah, very good. Noilad, very interesting halacha this. There's a halacha on Noilad. Noilad, there's two sorts of Noilad. Noilad is something that was, there's one sort of Noilad, something that was never around in the world before Shabbos Yom Tov. It came into the world on Shabbos Yom Tov. What's an example of that? That's a base of egg. An egg that was laid on Yom Tov. Or milk that was milked from a cow. That is a very severe type of muksa. And that is muksa Shabbos and Yom Tov.
No, what do you mean Shabbos?
What was it?
What do you mean Shabbos?
Shabbos and Yom Tov, both books, you can't touch it. And milk, someone milked the cow on Shabbos Yom Tov. Boy, milk the cow on Shabbos Yom Tov. Or even you said it on a tiger's roost, the mice are thing milked. The mice, that milk is muksa. An egg, the chicken in your garden, where you laid an egg. The mice, that egg is muksa on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's noilad gom, which complete change from something that was never here, and now it's come into the world. You've got another type of noilad, where Lamoshel, something was here in the world. Lamoshel got a fruit. It was edible to eat. Shabbos came in, not came in. But over the course of the day, it changed. It became rotten, became moldy. It's not fit for humans anymore. It now becomes only fit, Lamoshel, let's say, for animals. It's changed from what it was. That's not noilad gom, it's a mini noilad. That is actually interesting. That noilad is muksan Yom Tov, but not muksan Shabbos. What's pshat? Why did Chazal do this? So what would be an example? Let's give an example of this emotion. Let's say someone's got bones. Someone's got meat bones, but a chicken. So he eats his chicken, and let's say the emotion, he finishes eating his chicken, always left with this clear chicken bone. That bone's only royal for animals to eat. Mitzad Hilchus Shabbos, Mitzad Hilchus Shabbos, that's not muksa because it's royal for an animal. On Yom Tov, even though it's royal for an animal, but since it's changed from a person to an animal, that sort of noise is possible. Why Chazal did this, very interesting, is Chazal realized that Yom Tov are a lot of kuddas. And people are going to be mazals in Hilchus Yom Tov if they see that Yom Tov is so kuddic, they might take it over the top, they might be very, very makeable. So Chazal decided to put some barriers down, some gedorim down, and Hilchus Yom Tov is going to make a reminder to people that everything's mutter. So they asked a mini noilad, they asked, the truth is though, that these bones on your table, why can you generally move them? Let's say you've got these bones on the table, so right, it's a sort of noilad beforehand, there was meat around it, it was roy for Adam to eat, and now it's only roy for behemoth. Why can you move it though on Yom Tov? After you're going to have a kettle, graf shereis, right? Unpleasant to have on the table. That's the awesome Yom Tov. Graf shereis, mutter on Yom Tov as well. So very often, this sort of moxa, you're going to have a heta to have as well. This sort of thing. One other thing, one other thing is Hilchus Yom Tov, very interesting, it's a very good deal. We know there's a loch in Hilchus Yom Tov that any moxa which shares oichel is mutter. That means, for example, I go to my cupboard and I want to take out some food from my cupboard. In front of the food is the stone.
The stone
is moksa. But can I move the stone to get my food?
Yes, you can if you're
allowed. Well, you got it right. You're allowed to move the stone. The special chiddush of Yom Tov that you're allowed to move moksa to get to food. Who had in? If I've got my key to my food cupboard inside my purse with a lot of money inside, and I need to get my key out in order to get to oichel, I'm allowed to open up the moksa and take my food out. It says a beggar. Who are din? What would you say? You know, you've got these candles, and you've got most of your candles burnt out on the first night of Yom Tov, you've got a lot of wax left in. Are you allowed to take the wax out?
Are you allowed to smoke in Yom Tov?
Smoking is not so simple, Mishnah, smoking. Are you allowed to take the wax out of the candle? That wax is muksa, l'chayah. Are you allowed to take it out? Says Rukhayah. The Meister, why are you lighting Neiris Yom Tov? To enhance the meal. It's called Eichel Nefesh. It says, Rukhayah, who are din? You can take the wax out of the candle in order to be able to light the candle again. Who are din is Neironim? You've got these neuronim inside, and you've got something inside, like the disc stays at the bottom. Mm-hmm. So the metal piece at the bottom is, and you want to light another one, you don't want it on a tilt. So many pots can hold a heel. I do over here, since you're lighting the candles to enhance your meal, you can move mucks to get out.
Okay,
sure. I think that is kind of...